Get With The Times podcast. It's your host, Drish, man. I'm in this bitch kicking it with my boy, Sincere and Draco. What's going on with y'all boys?
What's going on with you, bro?
What's going on? What's going on? I'm living good. I'm doing good.
Shit, that's what's up, man. How y'all boys been living, man?
Shit. You know the vibe. You know the vibe.
Shit, I feel it, man. Goddamn, so I guess we're going to jump all the way out here and goddamn go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and kick it off with y'all boys, man. You know, I've been going back and forth with y'all boys for a couple weeks now about this Zaxby's versus Chick-fil-A thing, man. And I'm going to go ahead and say, man, if you follow me on motherfucking Instagram, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, follow all of us. I'm going to drop them bitches in the description, man. But if you follow me on Instagram, you know, I had that motherfucking shebang special from Chick-fil-A. I ain't really going to reveal what it is, but I had that shebang special, man. You either know what it is or you don't. And if you don't know, you won't know. I'm sorry. But I'm sorry, man. Y'all boys, Zaxby's ain't goddamn kicking it, man. If I can't go there at 9 o'clock and get no breakfast, man. I'm sorry, man. I don't want it.
I just want to say one thing, bro. Don't nobody What's in up? The entire fucking world know what the fuck a shebang special is.
Yeah, I want you to tell me what a shebang special consists of. What's in the shebang special?
But see, if I tell y'all on this goddamn, if I tell y'all what a shebang special is, it might not be the same for everybody, man. But you know what that shebang is for you.
Nah, I know, Nick, you. Man. It sounds like some hibachi,
bruh.
Nah, this is Chick-fil-A, man.
Nigga some cap. That nigga made that shit up this morning when he posted that Instagram story.
This nigga,
man. Nah, man. I made the shebang up before, man. On my with Chick-fil-A, man. Chick-fil-A got the shebang special, man. This ain't nothing new, man. I've been talking about the shebang, man.
Stat. Chick-fil-A just get the job done. It do what it got to do, but that shit just plain, like. You feel-
Oh my God!
Nah, this bro, type, for real,
hell nah.
The sauce really make Chick-fil-A hit like that.
Yeah, them
stop. First though, man, y'all wings and things lovers gonna stop disrespecting goddamn Chick-fil-A, too. Man.
Man, as Zaxby's, they give more food, bro, and I'm fat as hell, so y'all
play with me, bro. Oh, shit, man, I feel it. I feel the vibes, man. Goddamn, but nah, fuck all that Zaxby Chick-fil-A talk, man. Y'all, I know y'all boys been keeping up with Coachella, man. I ain't really no big supporter in Coachella, man. But I know y'all seen the recent reports talking about 11,000 people that came up with herpes at Coachella,
yeah,
man.
You know they calling that motherfucker Hochella now.
Shit, I feel it, man. That shit crazy. Goddamn. 11,000 crazy as fuck, man. I don't know what the fuck. I mean, I don't know how that festival life shit go, man, but I'm sorry, man. I mean, y'all boys might fall off in some waters out there, but you fuck around, come out, that's some troubled waters, boy. 11,000, that's crazy. Man,
I don't know, nigga. I'm just wondering how them niggas ain't putting no damn condom on, bro. Them niggas could have Trojaned up.
Shit.
I mean, I know they off the X, bro. But damn, y'all niggas could have Trojaned up a little bit, bro.
X pill make you do some crazy things.
Yeah,
not them crazy things got you out here, goddamn, Mr. Bumpy Johnson, nigga.
You do some strange things too.
My mama always told me stay out that water.
Uh huh.
But my mom would go deep in.
Hey man, this is a PSA to anybody that went to Coachella. Or plan on going to Coachella. If you don't got the Bumpy Johnson, slide in my DMs. I'm trying to see something.
But oh God, if you
wait,
went
pause,
to Coachella.
Pause, not the Bumpy Johnson. If you don't got the Bumpy Sandra, slide in my DMs.
Oh shit,
the Bumpy Johnson motherfuckers stay on the outskirts. You not welcome in that motherfucker. You's not welcome.
Nah, that goddamn Bumpy anything. We hella good on that. To be honest with you, nah, I'm good if you went to Coachella, man. If you went to Coachella,
you good? I don't even straight on him like that.
Yeah,
I'm straight on all.
That's a fact, bro. If you went to Coachella, unfollow me. Stop talking to me on anything. I want to see y'all. Want to kick it with y'all. Want to skate with you?
Yeah, No, shit, sir.
What are they talking about? I'm curious. I want to see what's happening. Slide in my DMs. Hey, SBS,
well, you go ahead.
I'm trying to see something, man.
You can have all them. They gonna fuck around and give you the goddamn thing, boy. You keep playing with them.
He curious George with it.
No, sir. Yeah, sir. I wouldn't see that going on.
But no, that's just a crazy ass number, man. I know Coachella's like, I don't really know the exact numbers on how many days it is, but man, that's 11,000, bro.
It's two sets of 3 days, so 6 days all together. It's like over 200,000 people that know.
That much.
11,000 in 6 days,
that's
bro.
That's a lot.
That's a ridiculous amount. Mm-hmm. Now, imagine the motherfuckers ain't even like contact the goddamn get the herpes like until like the second or third day. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, but then you gotta think who the hell came in. A lot of niggas probably came in that bitch with that motherfucker and just started passing the whole round. So if you knew you had that motherfucker and you went to Coachella, goddamn wrong. You wrong as hell, flaw as hell, all that.
Bro, imagine they got them pinpoint that bitch back to who the fuck got there and started that shit, boy. That's a motherfucking bitch. But I'm pretty sure it wasn't just one person, boy. I hope not, but it had to be a whole goddamn a group of hoes or something, boy. Goddamn, coming through that bitch with that.
I don't even. Nah, I'm going to say what I want to say because this shit unfiltered, but they probably all knew they had herpes. They was just like, let's just have a herpes orgy in this bitch. This Coachella. It was wilding out, man. You know how the white people get down. They do some crazy shit, man. And if you a white viewer, I'm not. Shit. Fuck you if you a white viewer. I'm going to just say that. But
yeah. But
I mean, how I feel.
But I mean, even at the end of the day, though, that shit a lot more common out this motherfucker than you think. I ain't that shit a lot more common than meets the eye.
What, herpes? Yeah,
nigga, a lot of people got that motherfucker.
Shit, Usher got it.
Oh, a lot of people got a lot of shit.
Who?
Usher.
Who that is?
Nigga, that be stinking and pissing in the street. You know who Usher is. Stop playing with him, man.
Don't sit here and catch.
I'm be burning to you. That's
the only nigga I know that can dance and sing in the rain.
Usher been burning, but he was burning in the rain. Fuck all that.
He been trying to tell us.
Usher was out here giving fat hoes herpes. And no disrespect to the BBW.
Yeah,
though,
shout out Future. Shout out Future.
All disrespect.
No disrespect for the BBWs, man. But Usher was really wild.
I ain't gonna lie, I fuck with the BBWs hard though, bro.
I fuck with you. That's my dog.
Yeah, I mean. Shout out to the BBWs, man. You know, they get the best head, but that's about it, man.
Whoa, that nigga stepped up.
Hey.
I was just saying, man. Hey, man, no disrespect, though,
none of the women, we like all of them, shape, size, color, whatever. Dog.
Exactly. They get that crock pot head. They really know how to eat something up.
The high fructose corn syrup. Nigga.
Yeah, sir. Hey, marinate real quick.
That's that motherfucking mouth, boy. They give out straight mouth, boy. Oh, God. That shit make no sense. That bit giving deep dish head. That shit crazy.
Pizza.
That shit don't make no sense, boy. But nah, man, back to the Coachella shit, man. I really want to know how many people caught that shit during Kanye's Sunday service, man. That's crazy.
Hey, what's my job?
I know somebody. What you mean? I'm just saying. I know somebody out there fucking while Kanye got there performing. I know I would be trying to.
Man, they catching aneurysms during Sunday service. Not hurt.
Oh, God.
Damn.
Niggas was out there catching the Holy Ghost, nigga.
Different.
Niggas want to catch no damn Holy Ghost.
Hey, bro, he was out there preaching that gospel, nigga. What you talking about?
That man was out there, he had DMX preaching the gospel.
Exactly.
Man.
I'm going to catch the Holy Ghost. Kanye, man.
I be seeing clips of what's they show called? Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I be seeing clips of him talking. Bro be talking like a robot. They said it was some tweet. It was like Kanye is an NPC character. I was like, what the hell?
Oh my lord!
I'm telling you, boy. Kanye been nuts since that motherfucking episode of South Park with the goddamn fish sticks, boy. I swear he been nuts since then. No cap.
I ain't even gonna lie to you. That's the only episode of South Park I ever seen in my whole goddamn life.
Damn, you crazy. South Park crazy fire.
I really
ain't gonna watch that. I only seen like two or three when goddamn they got that damn, you know that movie Human Centipede? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought not about
too much, but I'm yeah. watching it.
Yeah, I seen that one with I think it was Kenny. One of the niggas named Kenny, ain't it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. The one that always die. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know shit about South Park. I'm gonna keep it a whole.
I know the character,
but yeah, he was trying to get an iPad or something, man. That shit was funny as shit, but I could give a fuck about South Park, man. South Park, goddamn! Shout out to South Park, but I ain't watching that shit.
Y'all need to watch it. Y'all niggas is sensitive as hell.
I might try that shit later. I don't know.
I feel like it's too deep for me to start watching South Park.
I mean, it's a cartoon, though. It's not like you got to follow some shit.
I mean, yeah, nigga, but nigga, I ain't really ever gave a fuck about watching South Park.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to just wake up and just go turn on the damn South Park.
I feel that. I ain't going to lie, though. I was capping. I think I seen actually two episodes because I seen the Dragon Ball Z one. I think Sincere talking about.
I ain't never seen that shit.
I don't even know. I seen all type of crazy ones. Really just random as hell.
Pretty much, man. That's South Park, man. I mean, y'all think South Park better than Family Guy?
Yeah.
I can't even make that decision because I've never seen enough.
But I wouldn't even compare the two because it's two different vulgar levels with it. Like,
yeah.
Compare Family Guy, American Dad, and what's the other shit? Cleveland Show.
Cleveland Show because that's the same type shit. And then I don't know what I would
South Park, you got to compare to like Robot Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, Robot Chicken, I like that more than South Park.
I fought with Robot Chicken hard. I used to watch that motherfucker on Adult Swim almost every year.
That's my favorite Adult Swim show. That shit's so crazy. That shit's stupid as hell.
Hell yeah.
Adult Swim used to be that shit, man. I ain't watched that shit in years, though.
Nigga, that's the last time Cartoon Network was really busting with Toonami and then Adult Swim and all that.
Adult Swim, Aqua Teen Hunger Force used to be that shit.
I used to watch
the fuck out of that shit.
Yeah.
That shit. And what's that one show? I think it was like The Oblongs or something.
That shit was crazy.
Nobody be knowing what that show is when I bring it up, bro.
Yes, that shit was crazy as fuck, bro.
That shit was so crazy because, bro, had no legs. And at the end of every episode, him and his wife, would get freaky at the end of every episode. Bro had no legs or nothing. No arms either, right?
I don't think they had arms neither.
Then the sons, like conjoined twins.
Yeah, that motherfucker was wild as hell.
It was stupid.
Mm. Yeah, that was some weird ass shit, man. I don't know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, that shit.
I used to watch that other shit too. That motherfucker, what that bit called? Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
I ain't seen that.
I don't remember that shit. I ain't gonna.
That
lie.
Nigga, he looked like Batman kind of, but he wearing.
Oh yeah.
I know what you're talking about. I never knew the name of that show.
Hell yeah, though. I'll be remembering that shit because I don't know if y'all know Nick Greenway, but that nigga looked like Brock off of goddamn Space Ghost Coast to Coast. Shout out Nick Greenway.
Wait, I don't know what you're talking about. What you call it? Ain't this nigga named Xavier?
Yeah, that's what he go by.
Shout out to you, man. Shout out to Xavier. I ain't talked to that nigga in like since 2013.
Goddamn. Man, fuck all that cartoon talk, man. Goddamn. Hey, man, y'all seen goddamn Billboard congratulated Billy Ray Cyrus on Old Town Road, man. That shit crazy.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Billy Ray Cyrus.
They took that boy Lil Nas X off, man. They gonna congratulate that boy Billy Ray, man. That shit crazy, man. Them folks ain't giving a fuck about that little nigga.
I don't actually think that it was Billboard who did that shit. I think it was just a random fucking poster in Nashville. I don't know if it was exactly them.
Oh, well, that shit was a Billboard poster, my nigga.
Oh, I ain't look too deep into that, but you know how them folks get down.
Yeah, pretty much, man. You know, they don't want us over there no way.
Country stack. Yeah, we don't want no parts. Y'all cannot come in this area.
Hey. But my thing is, if we knocking at the door, man, just open the door because you don't really want us to kick that bitch down because when we kick it down, it's over with. I put it like that.
They done took the country that we created. You feel me? They don't want to let us back in. Shit crazy, bro.
Yep.
I ain't really tripping because, I mean, the song hard, bro. Don't get me wrong, but I ain't listening to country music. But if more niggas start making country music, like, on, like, a hip-hop wave with the country shit, that shit probably gonna slap, bro, because everything, niggas got the Midas touch down there, man. We either gonna fuck it up or we gonna make it better. So, it's just, I don't know, man.
Shit, the only black country singer that I know is that Darius Rucker, nigga. That's about it.
Who that? That's like Rucker. Mixed one, right?
Nah, Darius Rucker is just a regular old nigga. He was like the lead singer of some group, and then he went solo. But I've been seeing that nigga since I was a little kid.
Yeah, I ain't never heard.
I know who you talking about. You talking about that light-skinned nigga, that Kane Brown nigga who said he didn't know he was black until he was 8.
Yeah, Kane Brown. Yeah, that's right.
He ain't know he was black until he was 8.
Bro, he hit mama white, and his daddy ran off of some shit. And he said that until he went to, like, 4th grade or some shit, he did not know he was black. He thought that he was just, like, a darker white dude.
To be fair, I can see why he thought that. Bro, look. Jeez.
I mean, I feel that. Like, I seen, like, the little young pictures of that nigga. But as an adult, that nigga definitely looked mixed. Like, you could clearly see that nigga is black.
I feel it, but to be fair, he could say he was white. He could just like, damn, you just know your mom white. You don't know your dad.
Yeah, I mean, I understand where he was coming from with that shit.
I think I remember that niggas was trying to kill him for that. Like,
yeah, they was. But
I ain't gonna sit here and lie. This is my first time hearing about this shit.
It was like last year. Yeah, or
about last year.
Oh, hell yeah, yeah, man.
Last year, but I was in a drunken place, man. So fuck that. I don't know nothing about that shit, man. Mm-hmm. What is country shit, man? We need to go ahead, kick the door down, man. Get these folks shit they don't want. Cause once they don't like it, man, more niggas start. You know, we kick the door down, bro. They have no choice but to goddamn go ahead and let us in. Cause the door already kicked down. We're not taking no for an answer, man. We're not taking no for an answer, I swear. I love to see it. I don't care. I mean, Lil Nas X, man, I ain't gonna lie to you. I seen he was doing like a whole bunch of other country shit. I mean, not country shit, rock. He was trying to do the rock and roll shit. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I found that shit a little corny.
Mm. I mean, yeah, bro, corny as hell. Shit, let's keep it a stat right now.
I saw that shit too. I seen like a little meme he made where he put Thanos' glove on him and said he was about to conquer all genres or something like that.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, I think bro really trolling, really.
Yeah, it's definitely a troll behind this. Yeah, definitely a troll behind this.
Yeah, shout out Nas Mirage, nigga.
What the fuck is that? For motherfuckers that don't know, cause I don't think a lot of motherfuckers know about that Nas Mirage shit. Man.
Pretty much, he used to run a Twitter account, and like the Barbs follow him and shit like that.
Oh, that boy got some sugar in his tank.
No disrespect to
Nas. Nah,
Nas and all that. You know what I'm saying?
We just saying, bro, meme king, bro. We ain't say too much else.
Oh, I mean, said the Barbs. I didn't know what he was got there talking
about. Nah, because of the name, bro. Like Nas Mirage, Nicki Minaj. You feel me?
You feel me?
Oh,
yeah. I got he was kind of like a Nicki fan page, but he did like conspiracy threads and scenario threads that are interactive. I used to mess with him. Like, he was cool. His page was cool. You feel me?
I ain't hear shit about bro till like goddamn Old Town Road. I ain't going to lie to you.
Yeah. I mean, shit, that nigga young as hell. That bro only like 19, bro.
Damn. I know I was on YouTube trying to listen to some of his other music. I mean,
that shit not
I wasn't
it,
fucking with it.
The only song that I really liked from him other than Old Town Road was that shit where he sampled the Stevie Wonder, but I think I only liked that shit because it was the Stevie Wonder sample.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, it's probably the simple, my boy. That shit is not it. That shit not it, bro.
Yeah. The lyrics just seem corny a lot, bro. I don't nigga, know the verses.
Rap, nigga. That shit ass.
Yeah.
I'm giving off all Dave East vibes. That shit is ass, my boy. That shit is ass, my boy. And that's rap, hey. Nigga.
Hey, nah. Davey slid snap, man. He was not having it, bro. He was not having it, man. He said that shit was whack. He put that shit in the rap category. Didn't give a fuck.
He bro was not over mad as fuck.
That man snapped, bro.
Ain't no hater shit. That Old Town Road is fucking trash, my guy.
But I feel like when you say no hater shit, that's some hater shit. Like, you know it's hating. I feel like you already know.
Davey said his fist balled up when he was saying that shit.
That shit just like when you say no offense right before you say some offensive ass shit.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever motherfuckers say no offense, I feel like Blueface is finna get disrespectful in this motherfucker. That shit, I'm telling you, man. That shit, every time somebody say some shit like that.
Nas X, man.
Nah, man, I don't think so.
Yeah, he said there's no pressure, really. He's like,
hell yeah.
He said, he don't fuck with the song. He's like, I just don't fuck with the song.
I mean,
this nigga hit the
Kanye truck. Motherfuckers been asking Lil Nas X how he feel about that, man. He told him straight up, man, I don't care. I don't blame that nigga on no shit like that. I don't give a fuck what no other nigga think.
Give a fuck about Davey.
Well, shit, I mean, yeah, but I was trying to goddamn keep that bit a little sensible. Fuck it. You say what?
I said, nigga, we not sensible in here whatsoever.
Oh yeah, for sure. But yeah, I don't know, nigga. I just wasn't in the mood to say that shit like that. But fuck it. But goddamn, yeah, I don't give a fuck what no nigga think, man. That shit, like that number one song on Billboard. You think a nigga give a fuck about anybody thinking, bro?
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, the shit in the song, can't nobody tell me nothing. The fuck? come on, yeah. You gotta, and really, who the fuck is? I mean, no disrespect to Dave East, but he ain't got no number one. Like, so who the fuck gives a fuck? If a nigga ain't got no number one under his belt and he talking shit about my number one, my nigga, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a single fuck.
You dig?
Not a single fuck is given, man. You need to get here first so you can talk about mine. And hell. Has Dave East had a fucking top 10?
All right, bro. You doing too much now. Let bro breathe a little.
Nah, man. He tried to apply pressure on little bro. I'm just trying to say.
He already came out and said he was just talking his little opinion and shit squashed.
I feel you. But I mean, the name of this podcast is Get With The Times. This shit is aimed old ass niggas like him with that mindset. So I'm just trying to.
Davey's like 30, bro.
Shit, 28, 30, same shit.
But I'm saying though, he came with strong old head energy. So yeah. I'm just trying to see like where his top 10 Billboard hit at. Where his hit at?
I know how you feel about them old heads, bro. You got the most beef with old heads out of everybody.
What do we consider a hit? What's a hit, bro? What's a hit, like, as far as, like...
Nigga, you... No, first off, hold on. Before we get into this, nigga, you know Davies ain't got no fucking hit. He don't have no hit.
He don't have a hit. I agree with that.
Yeah, we know that. He has popular...
He doesn't have a popular song, but... Let's be realistic. Like, okay, for instance, Old Town Road. I remember hearing this way back, like, with on Red Dead Redemption montages and all that, and I would laugh at it. You feel me? I'm gonna come clean. I used to laugh at the song. I'm like, bro, what is this I'm hearing? Then, boom, out of nowhere, a wave of people just playing it. And then I really sat and listened to it. I'm like, damn, this shit hard. Like, this is, like, a structured hit out of curiosity, I feel like. Like, you feel me? Like, How do I explain it? Like,
I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, I ain't gonna sit here and act like I like that shit like a motherfucker. I respect it and I think that shit cool for what it is, but I don't really necessarily feel like I like it.
Like, what's a hit to y'all, though, like, on some real shit, like?
I mean, if we just gonna go technical, a hit would be, to me, I'd say you pretty much got a hit song if your shit got to top 20 on the Billboard shit. And then a smash hit would be, like, a number one.
Obviously a hit, it could be top charts, but I'm saying, like, just off the strength. Like, what's the last song you heard that you know, like, damn, this shit's a hit off rip? Like, no.
The last song.
Third parties, like, you just, like, knew it was going to be a hit. Like,
probably, like, God's Plan or something like that.
That's what I'm saying, like.
I mean, God's.
Yeah, that God's Plan.
That's what I'm saying. Shows, like,
that was a hit off bat.
Bruh, because it's like, as soon as you turned on God's Plan, though, and Drake put that shit out, you knew that was out.
In my feelings, you knew it was a hit. You feel me? Like,
it just got that vibe, bro. You know the vibe when you hear that shit, bro.
I'm trying to think. Last thing I heard that was a hit, man.
I'm trying to think of something after that era or that time period.
Guys,
I mean, a few. Like, you just know it's a smash hit off rip. Like, you feel me? Like, you ain't even got to let it. It just, I mean, it speak for itself. No marketing, nothing. You just knew it was going to smash.
The City Girl shit, the Act Up.
Oh, right. Off, yeah.
You know that?
Yeah,
The Tatiana shit, cause people gonna dance to that.
I can't say Tatiana. I can't really even say I thought that was a smash hit when I first heard it.
I'm not gonna say it. I messed with it, but I feel like the whole, like, third parties behind it, like,
yeah,
marketing.
Because you gotta think about it, that shit was out for a long ass time before that blew up.
I don't know, but y'all know I fuck with the West Coast music a lot, so I'm
buying. Yeah. I fuck with the West Coast too, but that shit was out a long ass time.
Because I heard that shit when it first came out, when he had the first original video, and personally, I thought that was like a dance party type shit on like some Sage the Gemini type shit, so I was thinking that was going to jump anyway, but I get what you're saying.
I'm trying to think, man. After God's Plan, man. God's Plan came out, what, around last year? Beginning of last year?
Yeah, 2018, like January 2018.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, what else came out that was a hit?
I mean, I don't really rock with Post Malone like that, but pretty much everything that nigga dropped.
Yeah, Post Malone, he'll come out one for sure.
He been on the top 10 for a while with, like, multiple damn songs, bro.
I'm not a huge Post Malone fan that. But
he's very great at constructing the song. He does very good job.
That shit with him and 21, that shit did do number.
Yeah,
I don't remember if that was before or after God's Plan, though.
I think it was before.
Before, yeah. Rockstar.
But you knew that was out of there, too.
Shit, if that's the case, when I first heard fucking Sicko Mode.
That was Sicko the last Mode. Hit then. That was the last hit right there. Sicko
Mode. Yeah.
But
Sicko Mode.
It's Drake. You feel me? Like, it's just,
it's Drake. That's when y'all brought up God's Plan. I was kind
of
like,
that's why I'm trying
shit.
To get somebody outside of him. You feel me?
When y'all brought up Drake, regardless. Drake, nigga, that nigga, it's all he do. That's all the nigga do. That nigga can make some shit out the goddamn, you know, randomness of the day, and that shit gonna be a hit. I mean, you see what the shit he doing with, what's the track he got with Meek? That shit hard. And niggas are talking about when that shit first came out, that shit wasn't that hard. Yeah, exactly.
But it is growing on me. That shit is hard.
Another thing to think of, too, is a lot of the shit that was in the top 10 as hits is like other genres that I don't really be listening to that much. So I ain't really hear them shits until they was hits. So I can't really speak for, like, people who be listening to, like, pop all the time and shit like that.
Yeah, that's why I'm really just talking about rap, though.
Yeah. I mean, you know, all them shit that little Cardi B and Bruno Mars came with.
Yeah, that was a hit, too, to me. I ain't hear it, so, like, twice, but when I first heard it, I was like, damn, this is a good-ass song. Like, this shit hard.
But the other one, too.
Yeah. But that one, the more recent one, yeah, that was probably the last hit. Cause that was after Sicko Mode.
What was that? What was that Yellow Beezy song?
Oh, On Me.
I thought that was a hit.
That was a hit.
That was like the little urban radio hits. Like, that was like number one on urban radio. And same with that Meek Dangerous with Jeremiah PNB Rock.
Wait, so you saying that wasn't a hit? Man. What about that the Baby the Sue song, man? think that shit the hit? It could be one.
I think it's like going a little viral right now, but I think it's like bubbling. I feel like in a couple more weeks, it might be higher on the charts.
I don't think it's ever going to reach top 10. I feel like
should have been the one to blow, really.
Yeah, but you know, like, it always be like that one song that be harder than the single they pushed, and you wish that was the single instead.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, because it'd be songs they'll drop, and you're like, this shit ain't even really that hard. And then it'd be a whole nother song on the album that you feel like hard as fuck.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of one, for example.
Well, I just thought of another rap hit, too, that we was forgetting about that I kind of knew it was going to go. Well, I thought it was, and it did. That's ZZ by Kodak.
Nah, I kind of knew that was going to go because that beat's ridiculous.
No, fuck no. Hold on. We acting like this nigga did not have the biggest comeback of 2018. Tiger, man. Tiger had a fucking hit on his hands. Tiger had a fucking hit.
Hey, bro.
Bro, that shit was nuts, though, bro. Like, I ain't going to sit here and lie to you. When I first heard that shit, I said, hold on.
That shit got me weak as fuck, bro. That reminds me of that Joe Buddy shit.
Nah, when I heard that, I knew it was going to be a hit because I think it was around like summertime. And you know how the summertime go. That shit right there vibe with the weather, good drinks, man. You be kicking shit with, you know, anything really that the bitch is like going to blow. Like, the bitches like it, that shit gonna become a hit. If the bitches...
That's a fact.
Exactly.
I put one thing like this.
If that shit can make a female move, that bitch gonna blow. Because all females, when they come to, like, rap, they all kind of damn it like the same thing to a certain extent. If that motherfucker, if it's some catchy shit, a female can catch a little move too, bitch, somebody can throw that ass a little bit, or goddamn, if a bitch can get up, you know how a lot of motherfuckers do. Bitch can get up and goddamn hit a little two-step to that bitch, it's going to go. Exactly.
Yeah. Or they get ready to that motherfucker. Bitch can be in that motherfucker
mirror hitting boomerangs. You know how Snapchat hold, video.
You know shit finna get a little piped up. Bitch do the left and right sway.
That tiger. I'm trying to think, man. Other than hits, man, what was top hits last year, though? Yeah, guys playing
like just 2018. I mean, rap, guys playing. My feeling, just yeah, let's fucking yeah. call it a spade a spade. Drake, that's out the way. You feel me?
Drake had guys playing.
Damn, nice, bro, I forgot all about him.
Drake is out the way right there. Who else?
Post Malone had Psycho with Ty Dolla Sign. That shit was big as hell too. Ariana Grande did her little shit.
Yeah, bro. I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna leave that off. I can't tell you a damn song. Cardi did her thing last year.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she did. Young Thug snuck in the number one on the damn feature.
The
shit with Camila Cabello or whatever.
Folks really, sleeping on my boy Thug. Well, anyway, shout out that nigga Sex.
Exactly. Shout out Jeffrey.
That shit sounded sweet as fuck.
Oh no, the Chanel bag monster. You can get the Chanel purse wearing that
shit.
Last year was good, man. Music wise with hits, man. Had a pretty fulfilled year with that shit. Kodak had one of the biggest, man. But Kodak, man, I feel like Kodak, Kodak music be there, but he gotta stay away from all them.
We tripping. Hold on. Ooh. Hold on, bro. We left out a key player.
Ooh.
Who you talking about?
We gotta talk about Tekashi. Bruh had hits all last year, bro. If you want to say he
I'm gonna keep it a whole band.
Bruh had hits back.
His shit was doing numbers on the billboards. I ain't never went nowhere and he was playing. I've never stepped out in no club and heard.
I feel you, but damn, that boy's making some noise. Yeah, but it's a lot of his songs is not playing in the club though. You feel me?
I mean, all of his shit hit Billboard, but I think like really,
I can't even remember what
was like Gummo and then Kiki.
Nah, Fifi was his biggest.
I heard I heard Kiki at the club before.
Fifi, or whatever one was Nicki. Fifi, yeah. That was the
Hey, but, yeah, I left him off for
that
a reason.
I heard that in the club.
But, yeah. And I like that nigga Kodak that said, I don't condone tipping. So, I'm good on that. Like, I don't want to talk about it. I'm good. I don't condone no tipping. I ain't going out like that other rapper. Man, that shit, man. I mean... Kodak, man, you know how Kodak is. He went out sad.
6ix9ine, went out the sad way, man.
That man was facing 40. He might come out with 6 months.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, my boy. Yeah, shit. Yeah, my boy, but yeah. Dude really went.
Yeah.
Y'all think,
he ain't want to go federal.
How y'all think bro gonna do when he get out?
Bro said, I'm telling everybody.
He about to go wet sack, nigga. Goddamn Wyoming.
Shit, how you gonna do that? Them face tats.
Yeah, but when you heard of a nigga,
it
say,
don't matter. Chief Keith just caught a. He just caught a goddamn year probation in South Dakota.
Personally,
well, shit, anything happen? Anything possible?
Hey, man.
Pretty much.
Shout out
to folks. Back to what I was saying, man. Kodak had a pretty good hit last year with that ZZ shit with Offset and Travis Scott, man. My biggest issue is with Kodak. He had a solid album, too. My biggest issue with Kodak, man, his antics, man. He got to stay out of trouble, man. That man, he got a pending case in South Carolina, all that shit. And it's just... The whole Nipsey Hussle shit. I don't know what's going on with bro. We already know Kodak don't give a fuck, but it's to the point where bro that shit going. I wouldn't say niggas trying to cancel him, but niggas is trying to cancel him, but it's not gonna work in that way to me. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He got a cult fan base. People that when your fan base real and they come up with you before you go mainstream, you can't cancel the artist, bro. Like this whole cancel culture shit work for generated people.
Exactly.
You can't cancel something.
And it's too late. It's too late to cancel.
Out the mud,
anyway.
You feel me? Like,
hell yeah, but
exactly.
Man, yeah, that's true. But let's say
that wasn't with him from the get go. It's like.
Mm-hmm. I don't know my thoughts on that Kodak shit, though. I thought, like, at first, when he was first getting in trouble, like, way back then, you know, people were saying he need to cut off, like, people around him and shit. But then when he came out this time, he really don't even be with the same people, and he still be getting in the bullshit. So maybe that nigga need to reflect on his own goddamn self for a little second.
If you want
to
be real, man, when his bus and shit got raided, and they talking about, you know what I'm saying? He got Kodak said himself in the song. You know, most of these niggas, I mean, some of them be capping in their raps, but a lot of these niggas, some of them probably don't.
But Kodak probably one of them niggas who don't. I'm not even gonna sit here and lie to you. He be with too much bullshit. And like the man, I don't know, man. The motherfucker, you know, the shit in Canada, he got locked up, but I seen niggas talking about why he riding around with guns. Let Kodak get some damn armed security. Be riding around with police. Y'all gonna flip it on him. So then when he not with the armed security and with the police, he a dumbass because all his niggas got guns and shit. So it's kind of a lose-lose situation. But I think he just kind of need to just go ahead and go that way. But
God forbid something happened. Oh, he woody woo. He had that out with him. Yeah. right, go, bro. Yeah.
But my thing is, when his bus got raided in DC, that's what's really supposed to happen, though, man. Not the raid, but you know what I'm saying? You got guns and shit. You the rapper. Of course, you don't fucking need to, nigga. And if anybody on your fucking team is with you and they tell you need to be having the guns, they some dumbasses, because that's really their job, really. Like, if we get jammed up, the niggas who not the star need to take the charge, so the money keep coming in. Yeah. So it's just like, exactly. Cause I mean, nigga, all right, yeah, you might catch a charge, you might have to sit. But nigga, you gonna know if you sat down for Kodak, by the time you get out, you gonna be good. You took a gun charge for this man, niggas, I don't know, shit don't ever, niggas don't ever be thinking about shit like that when they just fucking talk, man. They just expect Kodak to be riding around this bitch not strapped up. And then, what, like this nigga from motherfucking Miami, you seen what happened to X? I mean, what you want this man to do? I mean, because as soon as he get with the police, with armed security, oh, he Hollywood, motherfucking, he the police. But then, God forbid, the man get gunned down, oh, he should have had that thing with him, man. So it's kind of like, I don't fucking know, bro. That shit weird to me. So it's...
Exactly. Shit just gone. Man, a whole bunch of unfortunate
shit wild, situations. Though, man, because I'm going to keep it a whole bean. I don't understand why the fuck he was driving, but and knowing Kodak, man, I don't need no Kodak, but off the shit that I see, it's just like, I wonder what his first reaction was when he pulled up to the border. Like, I wonder what this nigga was thinking. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, shit. You say you don't know what a nigga driving, nigga, in the video. Let me drive the boat.
Well, yeah.
They could be wanting that wheel, nigga.
Want to drive. Oh, cap.
Bro probably hit the damn driver.
Something, bro. Man. That shit tricky to me, bro. Oh, yeah.
Man, shout out to Kodak Black.
I hope, bro, two plies need to step in and be that man's mentor or something. Let that man. Of course, man. That's all Plies do.
Plies on Instagram right now making a video, my boy.
Something about some BBWs, man. That man had a whole video shoot with BBWs. Man, once again, shout out to the BBWs, man. I think everybody there.
Shout out to the
Can't
say too many names. Y'all might get offended. I don't know. Shout out to the one that wear it on their sleeve. You feel me? Shout out to the one that's comfortable in their skin.
I can't stand no big legs, girl that goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Shout don't be wanting to be big and be goddamn y'all talking about something. Oh, I'm too big. What the hell you mean? Like, goddamn, embrace yourself, man. Fuck that.
Man, I'm going to shout out to everybody.
Shout out to women, period, man.
Shout out.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to the...
Exactly. Shout out to all of the
women. Yeah. I said women.
Just women, man. Right. I love you.
We love you.
Shout out to the Nubian queens. Shout out to the Nubian queens, man. No offense to the Slavic Viking queens or whatever you want to call them.
Sometimes.
Yeah, shout out to them, I guess, but I mean, right not that, really. Yeah. But shout out to all the yes, sir.
Shout out to all the people doing fraud. Shout out to the drug dealers.
Shout out to the boosters, man. Shout out to them boosters. Hold on, man. I don't know about the sex workers, man. I ain't.
Man.
Shout out to the nigga screaming,
"Ayo,
boss!" in the mall, trying to clean
your shoes. Hey, shout out to that chick on Twitter, man. Heavily in my DMs, trying to promote her premium Snapchat. I ain't buying, but I appreciate your consistency because I have not responded yet. So, shout out to you, Shawty.
Hell yeah!
Shout out to you, now you just pleasuring yourself for free because you ain't made no money.
Yeah, that's what it is. They do it for free anyways. Why not put it on Instagram.
Yes, sir. Shout out to them single milfs, man.
Oh God!
Shout out to all my past relationships. Whoa. I cheat.
Men don't cheat though, unless pushed.
Yeah, bro. I don't know what you're talking about over there. Cheating. That shit. I don't even know that.
Shitting me.
Black men don't cheat this way, man.
Oh, yes, sir.
Whoa.
Yes, sir.
Sir, we might help. Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah, man. Shout out to the fellow black guys out there that don't cheat, man. Shout out to all y'all, man.
Hell yeah. Put my fist up for Black Men United. Y'all go ahead. Keep doing y'all thing.
Hey, shit, man. Before we wrap it up, man, I know y'all seen that boy KD drop 50 last night, 50-piece McNugget from McDonald's.
Oh, God. So, he did that shit so crazy, extra sweet and sour sauce, and that nigga screamed to the crowd talking about I'm nice.
BDB's KD, yes, he to drop 50-piece on them folks, man.
Hey, shout out Maryland. Hey, man. The real hoopers coming from the DMV. Shout out all of y'all.
Shout out Klay Thompson, man. He definitely leaving after the last night's game. That man had 9 points. Shout out to him, man. Who y'all got winning the final? Well, who y'all got in the final, man?
I got four options, bro. I got Rockets and Warriors coming out the West. I got Bucks or Raptors coming out the East. You feel me?
For me, I go
in the eyeball. Portland Trailblazers out the West.
Yeah. I feel that. I say Rockets versus Bucks, but if I'm going with my heartstrings, I hope Dame get in there and cut up in them finals.
Yeah, I want bro to show out, really. I want him to have his year.
Y'all know how I'm rocking, man. I got the Warriors.
Raptors.
I got the Warriors winning it all. Warriors versus Raptors in the finals, man. It's going to go 6 games. Kawhi going to play the best basketball of his life. But Kevin Durant, he going to get the third straight finals MVP. He going to get that third ring. And he going to leave and go to New York. Remember, it's April 27th, man. Remember, I said it here first, man.
That's a hot take from Pastor Dress. Y'all keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Nah, no pastor, man. I'm no pastor. I'm just a bishop.
Oh, my fault.
Bishop Dress.
I forgot, my fault, bro. It's the prophet, Bishop Dress. And then we got our boy light skinned Jesus in the cut right there.
Hey man, what I said? Hey man, Draco, you remember when we used to rap, man? What I said in that old song we did? I'm the bishop. These niggas just some pawns to me. Yeah, man.
God, you know shout out to the chess game. We playing chess, not checkers. Big catch.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about?
So shit, Kelly. Man, we're going to go ahead and wrap this episode up, man. I'm going to drop everybody's social media in the description, man. Y'all make sure y'all follow us, subscribe, listen every Sunday, man. We coming hard with it, man.